too. Good morning, and thank you for coming to the service today. I'm so glad to see faces here in the group. In 2008, Karen Armstrong, a noted religious scholar, was the first winner of the TED Prize. What she did with her winnings was to create the Charter for Compassion, and from that grew the Compassionate Action Network International. The Charter for Compassion is a cooperative effort to put compassionate thinking and action at the center of life. Armstrong says that compassion is the principal determination to put ourselves in the shoes of another. The Charter declares that the principle of compassion lies at the heart of all religious, ethical, and spiritual traditions, calling us always to treat all others as we wish to be treated ourselves. On May 17, 2011, the city of Appleton became one of the first compassionate cities in the world. The proclamation made that day with language incorporated from the Charter for Compassion reads, and this is the city of Appleton proclaiming the city as a compassionate city. Whereas we are born of a deep interdependence and compassion, whereas we are born of a deep interdependence and compassion is essential to human relationships and to a fulfilled humanity, it is the path to enlightenment and indispensable to the creation of a just economy and a peaceful global community. Whereas compassion impels us to work tirelessly to alleviate the suffering of every single human being, animal, and the environment, treating everybody without exception with absolute justice, equality, and respect. And whereas it is necessary in both public and private life to refrain consistently and empathically from inflicting pain, to act or speak violently out of spite, to exhibit chauvinism or self-interest, to impoverish, exploit, or deny basic rights to anybody, and to incite hatred by denigrating others, even our enemies, is a denial of our common humanity. And whereas we urgently need to make compassion a clear, luminous, and dynamic force in our polarized world, rooted in a principled determination to transcend selfishness, compassion can break down political, dogmatic, and ideological boundaries. Compassionate Fox Cities has our roots in the Appleton Compassion Project, which was a creative activity shared in the schools throughout the Appleton area, both public and private, in 2010-2011. The Appleton Compassion Project Live at the Performing Arts Center on May 17th of that year culminated the year-long efforts and included Richard Davidson of the Center for Investigating Healthy Minds, Ellen Court, a favorite daughter of Appleton, and the first poet laureate of Wisconsin, Corey Chisel, and the music from the Appleton North Choir. The art pieces were by then installed at the Trout Museum in Appleton, and are now housed in the cloud, and you can access the art pieces and the artist statements through the World Wide Web at any time. Those efforts prompted a group of leaders throughout the region with a desire to continue to grow compassion explicitly, to continue efforts with compassionate community development. We began in 2012 with screening of the Happy Movie at libraries and other venues throughout the area. More than 900 people viewed the film at those first three initial screenings, and the screenings continue. Since then, we've organized more formally as Compassionate Fox Cities and are exploring a relationship with Goodwill Industries, as I've suggested. A current TED Prize applicant in Pakistan, Naween Magni, honors her late grandfather with a nonprofit group in Pakistan and started organizing compassion-focused activities there. She says, as we began, something felt sorely amiss. While projects were doing well and impact was visible, the work seemed somehow to be standing in isolation. Then I came across the Charter for Compassion and started thinking about how we could bring compassion into life, creating a binding force that would weave our work and our community together. As we began taking these small, practical steps, we started noticing a change in the way villages interacted with each other. One 12-year-old with cerebral palsy said, "People always used to bully me and make fun of the way I walked and how I spoke. Seeing the love and compassion I got from the staff since the program began, villagers also started treating me with love, and in turn, I behaved very well with them." Magni continues, "This led us to our next step. We started asking ourselves, how can we make all our projects in the village more compassionate? We thought the smallest steps are the best place to start. One volunteer said, as volunteers, we are taught to practice compassion in everything we do. So we are not supposed to just take patients to the hospital, but accompany them with an understanding of their suffering. And in this process, I've learned that the practice of compassion brings me so much happiness and great joy." The author further says, "Soon we also started noticing changes in the way people interact within our organization, and that is now at the center of village development. Individual demands of more for me started to slowly give way to the idea of sharing." Besides the happy movie, Compassionate Fox Cities held its first symposium in October of 2012. We investigated ideas specifically from the film and held two focus groups identifying community needs around personal and community happiness and compassion. And we participated in local efforts with recognizing the very first International Day of Happiness on March 20th in Appleton and in Nina. We're planning workshops on compassionate communication on October 22nd, a community book read, and a second symposium. And we invite other people and organizations to join in. Psychologist Paul Ekman suggests that if Charles Darwin and the Dalai Lama could chat, they would agree on why humans are compassionate. Darwin wrote, "We are compelled to relieve the suffering of another in order that our own painful feelings may be at the same time relieved." And while the Dalai Lama says that the seeds of compassion is what we experience when we see someone suffering, we are impelled to relieve that suffering of another so that our own painful suffering may be relieved. Paul Gilbert, a renowned compassion researcher and teacher, explains that compassion involves the active stimulation of positive emotional systems and training in qualities such as kindness, strength, and courage. These in part depend on becoming mindful and noticing, allowing and accepting the experience of kindness and empathic validation that come to us from other people, like the story that Cindy shared this morning, and allowing another to be kind with her, and developing the self-kindness. Mindfulness, Gilbert says, can help us with our ability to not turn away from suffering and our willingness and ability to respond in turn to others. Darwin suggested that sympathy should extend beyond the confines of man to the lower animals and seems to arise from our sympathies becoming more tender and more widely diffused until they extend to all sentient beings. The Dalai Lama was amazed at the use of that term that Darwin used around sentient beings, and that he thinks of it as a Buddhist term, meaning beings with consciousness or sentience. And Ekman also attempts to answer the question, is it compassionate to anticipate or prevent suffering? Part of his research is really growing in that area, and he believes that compassionate action is that which is motivated by compassion. More recently, when the Dalai Lama visited in Madison, he told us that as we strengthen the link between well-body and well-mind, we need to find a way to communicate with the public authentically. He said, we need to find a way to explain and tell the story Through our efforts, our personal efforts, our community interactions, we are telling that story. One of the authors of the World Happiness Report talked about wellness programs in our work worlds and how much is needed in the healthcare community to talk about ideas related to mindfulness. The Dalai Lama says that mindfulness is like hygiene of emotion, like water for the mind. We need to plant the seeds of mindfulness, water them, and then watch them grow. And the Dalai Lama further says that with increased compassion, we will have a better world and more peaceful. So, locally, Compassionate Fox City's vision statement is, the Compassionate Fox City's envisions our community as a place where everyone is welcomed, respected, and cared for, where we build compassionate relationships by listening to each other and being kind and generous. For us, compassion means being aware of each other's needs, caring about every person, and offering the actions that are ours to offer, both individually and as a community, to help and support each other. The process of giving and receiving compassion challenges us to learn and grow, to find what makes us genuinely happy, and to develop ourselves and our community to the fullest potential. The mission statement is that we invite individuals, groups, and organizations to cultivate a compassionate culture in our community. We organize and sponsor educational activities and special events and actively engage and collaborate with corporations, not-for-profit organizations, government, and education. We recognize the essential opportunity that self-compassion offers us in being more compassionate with others. Kristen Neff, a leading scholar in self-compassion, says that when we experience tender feelings towards ourselves, we are altering our bodies as well as our minds. Rather than feeling worried and anxious, we feel calm, content, trusting, and secure. Self-kindness allows us to feel safe as we respond to painful experiences so that we're no longer operating out of a place of fear. In the 1970s, a researcher defined belongingness as the feeling of being human among humans. The need for belonging is essential to well-being. People who feel connected are more resilient in the face of difficulties. That's why it's so important to transform our relationship with ourselves by recognizing our connections with others. Further, Neff says that when our sense of belonging extends beyond our own social groups to all of humanity, conflict is dramatically reduced. And I think about Darwin and the Dalai Lama, and as they explain our growth and compassion to all beings and all creatures, and that interconnectedness is critical for everyone. Through Neff's work, we learn that self-compassion is a major protective factor. People are better able to maintain emotional balance, and there's a direct relationship between self-compassion and emotional intelligence. Self-compassionate people are more optimistic, and they know that they can deal with problems when they occur. They are more satisfied with their own lives. Daniel Goleman, the father of emotional intelligence, identifies five areas of emotional intelligence, including self-awareness, as it happens, emotional regulation, motivation, empathy, and human relationships. In this regard, compassion is nearly identical to emotional intelligence, as it first must apply to ourselves and then our interactions with others. What we plan to do with Compassionate Fox Cities is, through meaningful collaboration and community partnerships, facilitate conversations on compassion, which is based out of the work of the Fetzer Institute that grew from nationwide efforts on love and forgiveness. We know that because our work world, our employed world, is so important, it matters just a little bit more than other indicators for overall well-being, we want to work within employer-based organizations to support employees specifically with happiness and compassion to increase overall community wellness and peace. We see our efforts as the process of engaging the community supportive of other organizations throughout the area and helping them meet their missions through employees, volunteers, boards, and others. So how are you already involved with Compassionate Fox Cities? You attended today, you came out of an interest in learning more, and that's important. The Dalai Lama tells us that education is critical in our compassionate world. We know that education and awareness are important in increasing compassion and happiness. When you smile at another person and offer kindness, you are representing a compassionate culture within the Fox Cities. When you refrain from negativity, you are representing compassionate Fox Cities. And most importantly, when you pay attention and notice, you are representing compassionate Fox Cities. So whether you identify as a sieve, a funnel, a strainer, or a sponge, you are Compassionate Fox Cities. And in order for any of us to reach new heights in community well-being, happiness, and compassion, it's essential that we first pay attention. We have to notice. And going back briefly to the opening hymn, breathing in, I breathe in peace. And breathing out, I breathe out love.